know why the theme music got loud there, but welcome everybody to RP Grinders, episode 689. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, I know we talked a little bit before, but how are you? Silence. I love it.
I'm still alive because I haven't killed myself out of despair for all the crap we've heard this
week.
Oh,
God, I know, man. I mean, we're going to, I'm sure, talk about it.
Good.
Look, we're going to glaze over it.
Like, I've been on, done a little bit of tweeting and a little bit of message boarding this week, and I'm just like, God, I got to stop this. I can't, no, like, this will... No, happy place.
Yeah, we're gonna temper it with some good news, though, Breakman. I promise you we're going to do that. But there is a little bit of news to talk about. But let's get into the regular news, and then hopefully we'll think happy thoughts at the end of the show. Let's
happy
do this.
Pills. Happy
thoughts. Yeah. RPG News.
All right, Eric, take us through the headline here.
This is from RPG site. Outward Definitive Edition has a date. It's coming out May 17th to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X, and PC. And this is that open world action RPG that kind of looks a little bit like Souls.
Yeah. We've seen this extensively on RP Grinders, and it looks pretty decent, but I don't know. I mean, anytime I hear Souls-like anymore, it's almost a turn-off.
It's probably closer to Elder Scrolls, but it's third person.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, cool. So, there you go. Anything else on this, Eric, so we can move on?
It bundles the two DLCs with the base game, so that's nice.
Yeah. That's always nice when you get that extra DLC.
Let's see. I was looking to see if it mentioned the cost anymore, but it doesn't seem to.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope.
All right. Breakman. Actually, Freak Five's in chat. What's up? And Wyland, after this story, Breakman will answer your question. All right, Break.
Coming to us live from our RPG site, Wolfstride brings one-on-one mecha fights to Nintendo Switch on May 10th in North America and Europe, and May 12th in Japan. Wolfstride is a unique turn-based RPG entirely in grayscale, primarily revolving around one-on-one mecha fights. Players have a vast array of options to customize their giant robot's capabilities and arsenals to suit their playstyle. These engagements take place on a 2D plane, but positioning is everything on the battlefield because each weapon can only hit specific ranges. Plus, each side's giant robot has multiple life bars for certain parts of the mech, and although the overall goal is to deplete the chest part life bar, disabling other parts of the mech first may be key to safely bring victory. And I just wanted to read this, the name of the publisher and developer. The developer's name is Oda Imon, which sounds like a villain's name, like the supervillain's real name, you know? And the publisher's name, Raw Fury.
I like that.
I like that, yeah.
It reminds me of Blind Fury. Every time I hear the word Fury, I love that movie, too.
Never saw it.
Oh, you got to see it, man.
I also want to see the Zatoichi movies.
You really got to see Blind Fury, man. Blind Fury is badass. It's a badass Rutger Hauer movie, and he's awesome in it. He really is. All right. It's got 80s cheesy goodness all over it, man. It's good stuff. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Printy Presents NIS Classics Volume 3 launches on August 30th in North America, September 2nd in Europe, and September 9th in Australia. I wonder why all the weird little dates there, but they released a new trailer for it, and let's see, shows off some gameplay for La Pucelle Ragnarok. It's the first time La Pucelle Ragnarok was released outside of Japan, so that's the big news there. So, new game plus, and some other little goodies. Expanded Overlord prior scenario. New artwork, new endings, new disc Gaia, crossover characters added, and more. So, lots of goodness there to soak in. Anything on that, Eric, or Break?
I want to go soak.
Yeah, I know. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Okay, punishing action RPG Thymesia slices its way to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC on August 9th. And this is the Souls-like, but Bloodborne-like. In fact, it's probably more like Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Because you've got a plague mask on, and you've got plague powers.
It looks a little more fast-paced than a Bloodborne. And a little more stylized. Yeah, somewhere in between
Bloodborne and Neo, maybe.
Yeah. I would say that's a good app descriptor, Eric. So, there you go. All right, anything else on this?
It says a Steam demo is available for a limited time between now and Monday, the 9th of May. So, you've only got the weekend.
Yeah, it does look good.
My PC's not good enough to play this game, though, so I can't check out the demo. I'll have to watch a video of somebody playing
it. Why would your
PC is so bad you can't even watch the demo?
It's like one of those Windows 95 machines, you know?
Ouch.
All right.
No, I can't play the demo, not watch.
Yeah, I know.
I know, we're kidding.
Yeah, exactly. All right, break. More Souls-like goodness.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Eldest Souls 3, Deaths of the Forgotten update adds new zones, bosses, weapons, and more. It's free. Free.
I like free. That's always good.
Free. Isn't there a commercial where they do that?
Yeah.
Now, I was under the impression this game was basically nothing but bosses, but I'm guessing there are a few areas in the game where you have to actually go around and do things.
Let's see. Today we're releasing the major expansion, Deaths of the Forgotten, which adds approximately 30% more content and even more brutally challenging bosses, all for free! Free. Packed with a heap of content, you'll discover new locations, bosses, and weapons, in addition to finding new lore about the history of the world. For a limited time, only slash 50% off Eldest Souls, which now includes the free major expansion, Deaths of Forgotten. So that's awesome. If you want to get the... now's the time to get the game. You can half off and get a free expansion.
Yeah, that's always a plus. I mean,
I already bought it on sale.
How much? How much is
expansion either way
on the Xbox? But I might get it for PS4 as well.
Oh, there you go. Freak5 says I rewatched the first season of Russian Doll and the first episode of the second season. It's that good, huh? Freak5, I've never seen an episode. Should I watch it? Is that what you're telling me? I think that's what you're telling me. All right, I think that was yours, Break. So mine is coming to us live from RPGsite.net. Unexplored 2, The Wayfarer's Legacy, launches for PC on May 27th. So there you go, and then it's on the Epic Game Store. It'll be priced at $24.99 with a 10% launch discount. So if you're wanting to get in early, that's the time to do it. You'll get $2.50 off. So there you go. And it looks like an isometric cel-shaded game. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it, but...
It says it's a roguelite, which means it has procedurally generated areas.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Well, that's not always a bad thing. I mean, Hades is a great game, so I don't know. So there you go. All right. Eric, next story, please.
Okay, we've got an update for ActRaiser Renaissance, which is the remake of ActRaiser. But it adjusts gameplay balance overall, adds a Renaissance actions toggle that allows the game to play more like the original ActRaiser, and adds 13 restored musical tracks by original composer Yuzo Koshiro. So it improves a few of the tracks that exist in the game.
I thought about getting this game because it
It's kind of pricey though.
It's on sale now.
How much?
I think it was 50% off. So
that's actually pretty good then.
Yeah,
because I think it's like $25 or something.
Yeah, I think it's like $14.
It was $30. So now it's like $15.
$15. Yeah. I think it's 50% off. Right,
it's
now.
Worth getting at that price.
Yeah, why not? All right, Eric. Next story, please.
Next story. Do you want me to read some of the fixes that they've done to that?
If you want, go ahead.
But for realm management and settlement sieges, the item and SP potion drop rates have during realm management and settlement defense has been increased. population requirements to complete certain objectives in Eidos and Maraha. I don't know how to pronounce that, but during realm management has been reduced, and the option to skip previously completed settlement siege battles has been added. Features only available after completing the game, which is kind of annoying, but I guess if you don't want to do absolutely everything, you just want to blow the story, that would be useful. But this says the difficulty, this is for the action parts, so the difficulty of the Reflacier boss fights in Romana Act 1 has been adjusted, and Renaissance action setting is added to the game's menu. And what this does is it, if you toggle it off, backstepping combos, rising strikes, and overhead slams will be disabled, providing players with experience closer to that the original ActRaiser. I don't know why you wouldn't want those things. Those are quality of life improvements, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
But the stage clear sequence has been adjusted. I guess it was kind of, like, glitchy or something. Mm. But the option to change the Angel's outfit during cutscenes has been added. Number of musical compositions have been further refined, and option to view updated information has been added to the title screen, so for future patches, you can check and see what's been fixed. Because that's nice, because they always give you patches, but they never give you patch notes. And various other minor issues, probably related to performance or crashes.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Anything else, Eric?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Breakman, next story, please. This is a big story.
Yeah, coming to us live from RPG Site, Embracer Group agrees to acquire Crystal Dynamics Eidos, Square Enix Montreal Studios. So that's Deus Ex, Tomb Raider, I forget some of the other big names on here. Legacy of Kain was the one that I was like, ooh, maybe we'll get a Legacy of Kain game now.
Maybe.
Deus Ex. Deuce.
Yeah, Deuce.
I'll call it whatever Deuce. I want to call
Poop X.
Deuce X. Just Cause is another one. One of the biggest. Just big Cause, ones.
Yeah. Embracer has secured additional long-term debt funding commitments of SEK $4 billion and extended one existing loan of SEK $6 billion on our Nordic relationship banks. We don't actually care about all this, funding and shit.
Let me see
if there's anything else in here we care about. Square selling it. This is a big deal.
Why this is a big deal?
It's a big deal because Square has proven they're fucking idiots.
Well, no. They are idiots, but I think this is a big deal in another way. This paves the way for Sony to acquire Square Enix. I think the reason why Sony didn't make a play for them sooner was because of this excess baggage.
They're absolutely going to, because NFT, they're doing this for blockchain NFT shit, and the market just collapsed.
Yeah, it did. My crypto took.
So this is their second biggest colossal mistake after the Spirits Within. They're gonna have to sell someone.
Yeah, I agree.
The Spirits Within.
Oh God, I know. I look. I actually think this move should have happened a long time ago with Square Enix. They should have got the jump on Xbox. And I know we talk about exclusivity and how we hate it, Breakman, and we wish that everything could be played on any system, but it's just not reality right now. Maybe we'll get to that point. But I think if we get to that point,
well, reality sucks. So let's go to the fans.
It does. Instead. Yeah. But I think honestly,
they sold it for peanuts too. It's like,
yeah,
$300 million.
I think instead of the
$3.8 billion that Sony spent to get Bungie just for its live service shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if it's because of these IPs specifically. Because remember, they've overrated Tomb Raider sales in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomb Raider's undersold by their standards.
Right.
It was a huge hit.
Right. And the same thing with Deus Ex. Very disappointing in their eyes, but of course anything is disappointing in their eyes. I think this move does pave the way for Sony to buy Square. And it's because of the high expectation Square. But maybe if Sony takes over Square, we're not going to have those catastrophic,
instead of doing projection. To satisfy shareholders, you just find new shareholders.
Well,
it's not that easy.
It's not that easy, man. If you buy shares, I mean, you're a shareholder. You know, that's the way it works. But here's, I mean, I, In a way, I hate this move. In a way, I really like this move because this is going to put them on competitive edge. I just don't want there to be a day when there's only one console and a monopoly, because then we'll get nothing but live service. That's why...
And the Embracer Group's already a big company. Yeah. They own way more than Microsoft
does. Yeah, let me finish my thought here, Eric. Honestly, I think... Microsoft was getting way too big for its britches with all of its acquisitions. Like, it literally has almost cornered the market on certain IPs that could literally decimate Sony. I mean, the only thing Sony's got going for it right now is Spider-Man. And if they think that Spider-Man can go up against the likes of Halo and Gears of War... And on and on and on, Senua's Sacrifice. I mean, I could just go on of all the Elder Scrolls, Fallout, and all the other, you know, Diablo. I mean, Microsoft has positioned itself very well to take over the gaming industry, and that's something I do not want to happen. I want there to be competitiveness, and if we're stuck between. Microsoft, and it seems like Microsoft is cozying up to Nintendo too, so I don't know if there's something brewing there. I've always thought that Nintendo, if they were going to sell to somebody, it would be to somebody like Microsoft, and I don't...
I don't see them selling, but
I don't
see why they can't cooperate.
I agree, Breakman, but I don't want to see it, because then I truly believe that Microsoft is positioning itself as a big-time monopoly. And that includes whether or not Square Enix sells to Sony, but at least Sony has a fighting chance if they can get something big like Final Fantasy and some of the other, you know,
properties.
Well, yeah, I know, but this positions them better financially, is what I'm trying to say. So, I mean, I wish they would all cooperate and we could see every game on every platform, et cetera, but. That's not the way it works. I mean, the only way that they are competitive is with timed exclusives and exclusives and stuff like that. So this is if Sony does buy Square Enix, I think it's a good move, and we should applaud it. We really should. And hopefully we don't get the ridiculousness of Square Enix after that. You know, the big projections and. You know, the nonsense that goes on with that type of stuff. So this is definitely a setup to sell to someone else, for sure. Because the only thing that was holding them back was their big projections on Tomb Raider. I mean, they sabotaged their own stock with their big projections. So they only have themselves to blame. All right.
Yeah, 'cause I think they're the ones that overpromised to the shareholders to begin with.
Yeah. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Soldiers delayed to June 2nd. So that's the new... So it just a couple of weeks, not a big deal. We're very pleased with how Soldiers is coming along overall, but we still have a few bugs to work out. So there you go. They give you an overview, and it's a Metroidvania, and there's some key features like choose your class, which I don't know why people list that. That is like the most... You know, benign of things. Choose your class. Well, I mean,
in a Metroidvania, you usually don't get to choose your class. In a Metroidvania, usually you're like a specific character.
Well, there are a few Metroidvanias that like, what is it, Blood of the Moon? If you get that DLC, you can choose a couple different.
Yeah, if you get the DLC.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you make a good point. Damn it, Breakman!
What game
why
are you
after?
Talking about?
Blood of the Moon. Don't you get like different characters to play and
it. You mean Bloodstained?
Bloodstained. That's what I'm talking about.
Curse of the Moon?
Yeah, Curse of the Moon.
That's not even really a Metroidvania, though.
I mean...
Yeah. Bloodstained is, but...
All right. But
Bloodstained has a specific main character you play.
You get the point that I'm going for, though, Eric. Yeah. You get the point that I'm going for. All right. Gripping combat. Oh, really? Okay. Interconnected world, 16-bit sensation and smart moves, solve environmental puzzles, and leap from place to place using an ever-expanding moveset. So, pretty basic. I don't think I've seen anything on this game. I think this is the first time I think we've talked about this before.
Yes.
On the show. Yeah. All right, Eric, last story, and then we're done.
Last story is
Western Grip,
about Breakman. Crystal Rise. And it's an open world action RPG for PC, launching in 2022. So sometime by the end of the year, probably, because they only just announced it, and they'll probably be delayed in all likelihood.
Did they use RPG Maker for this? Because it looks
no.
Weird.
This is definitely not that.
All right. Well, it doesn't look.
It looks like a Zelda game. It's isometric a little.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Or
in
maybe
this?
Like more like Landstalker vibes. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it kind of sucks that it's PC only, at least for now.
I can see the Legend of Zelda analogy, isometric Legend of Zelda. I can see that.
And it will support English and Japanese language options, so it will probably release for both regions the same day.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
It says create... Oh, here's some of the key notes. Create your own Sky Island, build your own character, and NPCs and quests, and no limit to the expansion of the Sky Island. So it sounds a little bit like Terraria as well.
Okay, yeah. It does have that vibe, too. That's... There you go.
But, that's it, really.
Freak 5 says, breakfast burgers are awesome. Burger, cheese, bacon, hash browns, and fried egg. I just can't eat hamburger, man. I don't know. It just fucks up my stomach, no matter where I eat it. Except for at Five Guys for some
reason.
What
about turkey burger?
I've never tried one, man. I'm not bold enough to try turkey burger. I've tried a salmon burger before, and that was pretty good. So I'm guessing turkey wouldn't be too much of a stretch for me. But I still think it's the fat content that fucks up my tummy. So there's a lot of fat in turkey burgers too. I mean, relatively speaking. But all right, that's the news, guys.
You should eat a bean burger.
Yeah, maybe I should. I would do that. I've eaten portobello mushroom burgers before. Those are pretty good. Homie discounts. Anybody have any homie discounts this week? They have a new sale on Sony. One of them lasts till the end of tomorrow, so get in on that. There's lots of good deals, you know, under $20. So.
And there was another deal going on that lasts until the 11th.
Yeah, Xbox had a pretty decent sale going on as well. I mean, it's all the same games at this point. I mean, you know, it's just...
Yeah, it looks like Switch has Namco games on sale again. It seems like they're on sale about every other week.
You know, Nintendo actually has a pretty decent sales. We met, like, Dead Cells is on sale. What else did I see? I saw a bunch of, like, intriguing titles on Nintendo. So, might be worth checking out. Just check out Nintendo. And Hades was on sale, I think, for, like, $20. You know, lots of good sales on Nintendo eShop, too. So, Breakman, do I play your music?
No.
God damn it, no, second week in a row.
No, I'm being happy. No, it's okay. Let's move on.
All right, let's be happy.
Happy thoughts.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what the happy thoughts are with Breakman. What have you been playing? God damn it. All right, what you been playing, man?
Halo Infinite, they finally dropped the second season this week, and that new play mode is brutal. Fucking brutal. It's
that's the point, right?
No, not really. I mean, I was getting frustrated with it because it's one versus everybody, unlike a free-for-all match, though. You only get a limited amount of lives.
Oh.
And you level up as you go through the game, getting better guns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I was getting just tore up in those matches, and just I'd spawn right in front of somebody and shit like that. And I'm just throw something.
I think I've mentioned on the show before when I used to play Halo, like the original Halo. We used to get a bunch of Xboxes together and like hook them up and have different TVs and stuff. And I used to hate it because like I did, man, because I would no sooner than spawn, and I'd be spawning again. I'm like, who the fuck killed me? I didn't even get a chance to fucking run or do nothing. Like,
yes,
and that would happen.
That was
like
my experience.
Yeah, That would happen, like, over and over until finally I just got sick of it. And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking play with you fuckers. If you're not going to let me at least walk and get behind cover or do something, I don't know. I mean, what is fun about that? What is fun about dying over and over? It's not like Dark Souls where you learn your lesson and then you know. It's like dying for the sake of dying, just spawning and dying. Spawn, die. You know, it's like, no, that's not fun. It's just not fun at all, man. I don't like that. It's just not fun. Yeah. Sorry,
I think a lot of, like, shooters forget about, like, new people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just Halo, like, Call of Duty do it.
And yeah.
Just every time there's a new shooter, like, they really think of, like, the first person, like, the people.
Who yeah, everybody's an expert. You know, everybody's an expert type deal. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, and I'm not, like, the greatest player on the world. I'm getting my ass kicked left and right, you know, so...
Yeah, it doesn't make it fun, like, when you design a game like that. It's not fun. And I hate this shit, get good, BS, you know? I mean, it's like, no, I want to play with similar people that have the similar skill set as mine and you know, I'm able to... at least play a little bit and get a kill or two, you know, if I'm going to play a first-person shooter. Otherwise, it's not fun. It's not...
I know, but the problem is, Frank, there aren't a lot of, like, Xboxes or PlayStations in senior citizen homes.
How dare you?
So there aren't many people on your...
Walking off this show. I'm walking off, you son of a bitch. Get good, old man, Wyland said. How dare you? No, look, there's a difference between getting good. Like, I can play a Dark Souls game. Look, I can play Dark Souls. No, hold on. I can play Dark Souls. That's no problem. Like, I understand you have to get good in those games, right? That's where that saying kind of came about. But it's another thing to play a multiplayer game where you're just like totally overmatched and people kill you as you spawn. Like, that's not fun. I don't see where the fun is.
Why isn't there matchmaking?
Yeah, I know, man. That's what I'm saying. Like Jesus.
So when you play for your old folks, home buddies, like, is there always, like, somebody on the other end snoring?
How dare you? How dare you, Breakman? Like, I hate your guts, man. I hate you. I really do.
Flank him! Flank him! What?
Look, he's sleeping. I can hear him. He's sleeping on the mic. Come on, Bill. Get over on the other side. Get on the other side so we can kill him. Ah! You know, it's like... Oh, God. There aren't many coma patients who are playing. How dare you, Freak? I'm walking off the show. Exiled, you son of a bitch. All right, what else have you been playing, Break?
Let's see. So, I played that.
Did you beat Breath of the Wild yet?
No, I haven't played. I didn't actually play it this week. I've been, like I said, before the show started, I watched a bunch of movies this week.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's been rainy and the Reds suck.
Really bad. If the Rockies fucking swept you, I mean, come on, man. It's really bad.
I think they've lost 21 in a row right now.
Oh, my God. That's awful. They won, like, three all year, right? Like, three games.
It's really bad.
So brutal, man.
So, anyway, the only other game I really played was Mortal Kombat 11.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's a lot of fun. Still trying to unlock, like, all the other fatalities and stuff, like, just... I hate how you have to unlock fatalities.
Yeah.
Just to say.
I know, that sucks. That's not fun. It's another thing not fun. All right,
just
Eric.
Just let me know exactly where it is, so I don't have to, like, hunt for it or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I could save my money for specifically that instead of, like, going chest to chest. Like, yeah, is this one? Oh, some art. Is this one?
Oh, art. More art.
Is this one? Ooh,
oh, look. Look, I get a new skin. Ooh, a new color for my uniform. You know, come on, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Just get good, like Wyland says, man. Just get good.
Whatever, I'm still enjoying the game.
Yeah.
I there are, like, several characters I haven't even beat it with because I've never even played them, I don't think.
Wyland says he bought MK11 on PC, also grabbed an unlocker. Not doing all that all over again, he said. Okay. I mean, with the millions that Wyland has, I mean, of course he can afford all that shit, you know, so there you go. But I agree, man.
It's time is an issue for me, too, so you can send me that unlocker if you want on
Xbox. Exactly, man. That'd be really nice. All right, I played a little bit of Shibuya Scramble, that's all I played. Eric, what did you play?
I played, I watched a lot of One Piece, actually. But
that's weird, me too.
In between... I'm trying to get up to current episode. Like, I think it's like 1,017 at this point, maybe. By if we're going by like Saturday, it might be 18. But I'm on episode 867 or something at this point. It might be like 64. Other than that, I've been playing Devil May Cry every little bit, and I finished it today because I took the day off. So I got a review of that, Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition, and the reviews for the Spider-Man games.
All right.
Feed.
Right on. On the feed right now, right? Or are you going to put them on the feed?
They're on there.
Oh, cool. Right on. So check those out. All right, anything else you've been playing, Eric?
That's it, really.
Wyland says, I've been unlocking a little bit at a time. Don't want to get my account banned. I agree. Don't get your account banned, Wyland. You know, you don't want to do that. All right. We're going to move on here to...
RP Grinders reviews.
Break, did you have any reviews this week?
Yeah, actually,
All right.
I watched several movies this week.
Okay. Go for it.
And Eric just mentioned One Piece, so I might as well go ahead and get into it. I watched several One Piece movies. They're now on Netflix. I guess I'll go in order of story, where they come at in story.
Yeah.
The first one was, I can't remember the damn name of it, but it was about the Alabaster Saga, which was probably like 50 episodes long, something like that. Is that about accurate, you think, Eric?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
The most movie, recent ones are like twice that amount.
Yeah, well, the movie tries to condense the entire 50-episode saga into like a two-hour movie or less than two-hour movie.
Oh, but unlike, yeah, to be fair, though, there's a lot of stuff they could have skipped. So.
Right, but you know how like Dragon Ball will do that? They did it with like the Frieza, the saga. Mm-hmm. But they changed it. They changed the story so it would fit a two-hour, one-hour, hour-and-a-half movie.
Yeah.
Instead with One Piece, they just cut the 50 episodes into the movie.
Mm. Okay.
So there's a lot of like lost context and shit that doesn't make sense, and it was just bad. It
almost exists for people who have seen the series already, but yeah, they want to watch. They want to watch a condensed version of it.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's all it is. Because if you don't watch it, you're going to be if you haven't seen the series, you're going to be confused through a lot of it. I can't imagine you'd understand what's going on. Because they'll just cut through pieces. They cut forward and just, like I said, 50 episodes. They're trying to cut into an hour.
Some of the earlier One Piece movies were just regurgitated plot.
Yeah, and it was bad. But unlike when Dragon Ball would do it, they would write a new story and they'd make it fit into it, you know.
Even though they kind of like skip a lot of details, like they'll reference things that happened in the series recently, right. But like obviously they're past that. So
right. So moving on, I don't like that one. I give that one a thumbs down. If you've seen One Piece and you just want a refresher of the Alabaster Saga,
Alabasta,
then there, yeah, that's. Then it's for you. Everybody else, I think it's a one. It was terrible. No, I shouldn't give it a one because I mean it still has great voice acting and So mm-hmm. Two. I'll give it a two. The next one I saw was Strong World.
Okay.
This one goes farther into the story now. At this point, they've added Frankie and Brooks, so they're now. And I'm trying. Was there any other character? And Robin also. She wasn't in it in the Alabaster either. So
was Batman in it?
It's like right before the time skip.
Okay. So all these characters in it, and this kind of starts off just in the middle of the story, really. Like they kind of throw you into it, and this is another like you better know who these characters are type movie. But the Dragon Ball movies use that too. So I don't have a problem with that, and I thought this movie was pretty fun. I enjoyed it a lot more than the Alabaster one. It wasn't like it didn't feel like it was cut together, glued piece movie. But the villain wasn't as interesting. I don't think. It's, say, Crocodile. Like, Crocodile's a very interesting villain. I like. Like, he... other than that point, Luffy really hadn't suffered any major losses until he met Crocodile. But then I can't remember the guy's name in that, or the villain's name in the Strong World. But it was still a fun movie, and I liked it. I give it a thumbs up. But the good movie was Z. This one is as far as like where it fits in the story. I don't actually know. Because it seems like it's farther ahead than any episode I've seen. Zoro's seems like he's lost an eye now.
Yeah, that was past time skip.
So it's that was the only like that and like I think Sanji has some facial hair and there's some new outfits and stuff like that. But yeah, so pretty much all the same cast. But this one is they set up the villain really well, like this former. Navy admiral who's gone rogue and he wants to kill pirates and destroy the world essentially,
because
he's lost his way and stuff like that. But this is just the animation is great, and as I've said, the voice acting is always good in the One Piece shows, except for the Saturday morning version. Wow. Yeah. I try not to bring that version up.
I still don't like Funimation's Luffy, but the Four Kids version was even worse. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The Four Kids version was an atrocity. So this movie is basically they're trying to save the world. Well, most of the crew. Luffy's just trying to get his hat back, mm-hmm. You know, in perfect Luffy fashion. But this one was really good. I like this one a lot. I don't know if Z plays into the story into the regular story or not.
Well, in the show, they had like a filler, like a mini filler arc that basically like set up the film.
Okay. Well, no. So this is he's a completely original character then for the movie essentially. Oh, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, they did really good. If you like anime movies, I'd definitely recommend the One Piece Z movie.
All right. What are you giving the One Piece Z movie, man?
I give it a 9. All right. I liked it a lot. All right. That was really fun.
I think that's one of the highest ratings you've ever given, Breakman. So there you go.
For an anime or movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, just the only other one I can think of is Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods. I gave it 10. Yeah. Not Battle of the Gods. The Broly movie.
Yeah. I gave it 10. Yeah. I don't think I've ever given a 10 to any movie. On the show,
well, I'm not going to give a 10 to the next ones. The Batman. I don't want to go into spoilers. It's still, you know,
pretty new.
Still newish, yeah. Kind of. This is a new take. As far as movies go, it's a new take on Batman. But as far as like, I think it's the closest to a comic book Batman we've had.
I agree. I would agree with that. I still have a criticism of. Pattinson as Batman, but that's separate from the movie.
Like the fact that he doesn't change his voice.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah, he's not the right choice.
The thing with that is that he kind of just wants to be Batman 24/7.
Yeah, I get
right,
it.
Right, but he's still trying to hide his identity that he's Bruce Wayne. Like, yeah. But he's not even trying, really. Like, hey.
Well, I didn't feel like he fully embraced that role at all, to be honest with you. And that's not a huge criticism on him, because there have been plenty of movies where he's done that, where he's done really, really well. But, I mean, I agree. Breakman, he should have like changed up a little bit.
By the end of the movie, I get the impression that he's gonna become more human. So
yeah, well,
he might be able to construct a fake persona for everybody else.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that was part of the journey of the story, was him getting, you know, closer to Gotham and the people, whereas maybe. he was the vigilante symbol.
Maybe we'll see more diversity in his portrayal next go around, because they did confirm there's going to be a sequel. So, you know.
Well, that's good. The Riddler's costume was absolutely ridiculously stupid.
That's the first criticism I've heard of his costume, man. I heard
hated
people
his costume. Like it would have worked if like, because he was a Riddler, you know? You'd expect, like,
Like, yeah, but if it was anything else, it would have been too campy. So
yeah, see, I agree. I mean,
it kind of works for the character that they were creating. Yeah. But it doesn't. It works as like if the Riddler were more an enigma being psychotic rather than him being a Saturday morning villain.
See, I kind of wish that he had portrayed a different villain than Riddler because there was real.
Like, yeah, exactly. He could have been another villain. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Calendar
Man, you mean?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I want to see
like Anarchy or something.
You know what? I want to see Batman go up against Killer Croc. I know that sounds wacky. Maybe. No, I think that sounds wacky, but I think it could be done seriously.
Killer Croc.
Yeah, Killer Croc, man. Like some kind of genetic experiment gone wrong, and
just make us wash the bad taste of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I agree. I like the Killer Croc in the video game. I thought that was a great portrayal. Like when you were running around and had to avoid him in the, you know, I mean that Killer Croc. If they could bring that version, you know, the version that they bring into Arkham, and you know he's definitely intelligent and all this type of shit. I mean, I would totally dig that, or grill, you know, just embrace a little bit of the supernatural. I think it'd be fine. I don't know. It the gritty realism that they're going for always works with Batman, but you know, I don't want a Suicide Squad version, but I want like a scary version, you know, of Killer Croc and stuff. But
and they could definitely do it with this iteration of Batman.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So I'm sorry. Continue on.
What else was I going to say about this Batman movie? I forgot what I was going to say. Actually,
thinking. I think the guy who played Enigma should have probably done Scarecrow.
Paul Dano did a great job as Riddler. I thought
really
he was fine.
The background of him, that he was basically he's a what do you call him? Those stupid kids. I forget what they're called. Incel. Basically, he's an incel.
Incel.
Yeah, incel. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, that's fine. I mean, they did a decent job.
Yeah, he's not an actual insult, but he has a mentality of one, basically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, he's basically like that. Like, and he's got his internet followers and stuff like that. They're loyal to him. Like, I like that. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was a cool twist to it. But you know the one thing I hated more than fucking anything about this movie?
What's that?
It's about 3 hours long, and I think I saw about 20 minutes of it.
You fell asleep?
No, it's fucking dark.
It's
black.
You know what? That's the one criticism I had of that movie. That and Pattinson's portrayal.
Who are all these studios hiring for their lighting?
Fire them all.
Sony doesn't know how to fucking do it. Warner Brothers doesn't know how to do it.
There was a Clint Eastwood movie. It was Escape from Alcatraz, I believe. And I wanted to like that movie, you know, like a retro, like, ooh, it's a Clint Eastwood classic, right? And I thought it was crap because I couldn't see any of it. And I agree with you, Breakman. That's one thing
lighting in the original Turtles movie was pretty terrible, too.
I can't stand it. I movies that you can't see the wonderfulness of what's going on.
More to do with bad budget.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but this is like the artistic style. Like they're trying to be. They want to look dark. We're a dark movie. That's fine. You can be dark, but you have to be dark in a way that we can still see what's actually happening.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
I did.
Like if you want a good example of dark, how about the movie we're going to review, Frank?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, yeah, for sure. I did think that they did a pretty good job with the grittiness, and like you said, Breakman, I mean, spot on to the comic almost, other than you know, Pattinson being Pattinson. I didn't have much criticism of that movie, but that you make a good point. Like the we always talk about the lighting in movies.
I really wanted to like the movie more than I did because of how dark it was.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, like it was so frustrating sitting there through half of the movie. Like, I think that's Catwoman. Yeah, yeah.
So what are you giving this one, Breakman? I'm curious.
I don't know what to give it, because I'm like, as far as like a Batman tale and how the story was done, like I liked it a lot, but then you can't see a lot of what was going on at the same time, and there were some things that were really questionable, don't make any sense, like how the hell is Pattinson going to fool anybody with not changing his voice, you know?
Yeah. Well, I always wondered that with Half Mask, how people don't like see like idiosyncrasies like lips and teeth and, you know, stuff like that in general. The big one was Superman. How does anybody not know that that's Clark Kent? I mean, come on, man. Every single movie, yeah. It's like, he's right there. It's fucking Superman. I mean,
there was an episode of the show Lois and Clark where they went to an alternative world, mm-hmm. and he had the powers, but he wasn't yet Superman. But Lois went to this world. She gave him glasses to hide his disguise, and it didn't fool anybody.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. Wyland says,
why does this work in your world?
Yeah. You know? Wyland says, compared to the lighting for AVP Requiem, the Batman is shot in pure... I agree, Wyland, but it's still... I agree with the Breakman, man. It was just a little too dark, man. Yeah, AVP Requiem is just... You might as well have just called that Blackout the movie, man, honestly.
Against the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
How dark it was, I'm going to knock off a point. I'm going to give it a 7.
All right, that's fair enough. I think I scored an 8, and I think Eric, I think you gave
it an 8.5.
Yeah, I think you gave it. So we're all within range. I mean, we're all in agreement on that movie. So all right. What else you got, Brake? Anything else?
What are we going to talk about, Moon Knight?
We are going to talk about Moon Knight, so if you want to go ahead, I'll jump in on this.
Well, I mean, if it was your review, I'll let you do it.
No, I have. I've already been talking. Trust me, I've got 4, man. Let's talk Moonlight. Moon Knight.
Okay, Moonlight.
Yeah, so Moonlighting. Moonlight. Let's talk about Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd.
So Moon Knight, what, 6 episodes?
Only 6 episodes. God damn it!
It's a standard now for like those Disney episodes, which it's given it a tighter storytelling than what we were getting from the Netflix versions, where they went with like the 13 episodes.
Dude, okay, I'm gonna make a counter argument to this. This is one series that required more episodes than 6. I fully think, man, like this.
And they could do more, but.
They could have done way more with this series. I love Moonlight. I think it's the best Marvel series to date, like by far. Like I think it takes all the schlock out of what was going on and adds different elements, weird elements, and all that you know stuff. I mean, I don't want to spoil because it is newer as well, but. I thought it was fantastic. I think Oscar Isaac.
The costumes in it are amazing.
Absolutely amazing, Breakman. Great point. I think they could have fleshed out these characters in maybe 3, 4, or 5 more episodes, and it would have been way cooler, and maybe even set things up for bigger and better things, which they already did, anyways. And I hope they go, if not a season 2. I hope they do 1 or 2 movies because it could warrant that. And I like how they did an origin story without doing an origin story in this show. So your thoughts, Breakman, on Moon Knight?
Moon Pie Knight?
Yeah, Dungeon's in chat. What's up, Dungeon? Nice to have you in there. Moon Pie Knight.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love the split personalities, and I wanted to see the other one. They only gave us a glimpse, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil anything on that. Like people should see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac knocked it out of the park. Yeah. Exactly. He was great.
Yeah.
His character, like his, the one character is brash and kind of angry and ready to fight.
Mark Spector.
The mild-mannered and British for some reason. You know, and then another character, they don't, you know, they kind of hint at, and then they let you see at the end.
Yeah, this is an example of doing a series right, but not doing enough of it to do it justice, in my opinion. I was a big Moon Knight comic book guy. Like, I remember, I actually remember seeing the origin of Moon Knight in comics. And it was Werewolf by Night. Because I was all into that stuff. Shut up. How dare you, son of bitches. How dare you?
I thought I read that they are working on a movie for that, too.
I would be interested in that, and that would be fine with me, as long as they did it right. But nothing, look, we're going to talk Marvel later, but I think I think there's a new direction with Marvel, and I'll get into it more with Doctor Strange, with no spoilers, but we're going to have a free-for-all talking about it. So, anyways, continue on. Anything else on Moon Knight break?
Like I talked about the costumes. The villain was interesting. I like that's something that a lot of the Marvel shows have lacked, is a compelling villain.
Yeah.
Or shows like Winter Soldier or Falcon and Winter Soldier will have like a villain for a couple episodes and then they get rid of him.
There was a villain for Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, I remember when they teamed up with Baron Zemo for a while, for a couple episodes.
I just don't remember the villain.
And then they went to a club and he was dancing and, you know,
yeah, I guess.
Like, anyway, Baron was like the highlight of that show. When he finally became Captain America.
Yeah. Dungeon says Ethan Hawke was great, and yes, he was, Dungeon. I mean, everything, the acting was superb. The special effects, I thought, were standout in this. Even more so than even the movies, if you can believe that. And it was just, they hit it out of the park
when
with this.
When they changed night, from day to night, we're fast.
It was awesome.
That was such an amazing effect.
Yep. That was a great effect, man. I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed F. Murray Abraham as Khonshu. He was awesome with that voice. He had that real distinguished, like, deep, you know, voice, and that's how I basically envisioned Khonshu when I'm reading the comic books. So yeah, it was just it's an amazing series, man. And you know, discouragingly, I've been reading that that was like a self-contained thing, and they weren't thinking of doing any sequel or season two or anything. And I'm like, what? This is amazing. This is one of the most amazing Marvel characters that you guys have done, and you're just going to leave it there? Are you serious? No! Hippo Goddess for the win, Dungeon says. Yes, exactly. I agree. But I don't know. Break.
Think of like who the other Marvel villains are. Hawkeye had Kingpin for an episode.
Yeah.
It was amazing, but they only had him for an episode.
Yeah.
The Soldier had Baron Zemo for a couple episodes. What else do we have? Agatha was pretty decent as a villain.
Yeah, Agatha was a good villain for sure.
WandaVision. What else? Whatever shows do we have?
Falcon and Winter
Loki
Soldier.
Loki had the guy who lives or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He was all right, but again, only one episode of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think like this Moon Knight has the best villain of the Marvel show so far.
I agree. Maybe one of the best villains in the entire Marvel universe, to be honest with you. I mean,
of the Disney shows, because still, I think Kingpin's still the best villain.
Thanos is the best, but you know, we won't get into that right now. Because otherwise,
yeah, a lot of these shows apparently aren't getting second seasons. I wonder why. Maybe are they planning on
moving them to the movies? Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like maybe as the next Avengers, instead of having their own individual shows. Like, combine them together, like She-Hulk and Moon Knight and such.
Yeah, I can't wait for the She-Hulk series, man. That's going to be so fun. So fun. And the Ms. Marvel series is going to be pretty good, too, I think.
I don't know. They're changing her powers. I'm kind of worried about that show.
Well.
Like, they've changed her powers, and seems like they're changing her catchphrase and everything else. So.
Yeah, I don't
know. Didn't the original Ms. Marvel have a different set of powers anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, this is... Ms. Marvel is a super fan of Captain Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the original Marvel, Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
This is a completely different character. She's the one who has the flexible yep. ability, sort of like yep. Reed Richards. Yep. But they've yep. changed it for the show.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think it could be amazing. But I
mean, it could still be good. We'll see. Yeah. They have done things that have been that have turned out to be like good. For instance, the Captain Marvel movie, like making the Skrull victims in that movie was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Skrulls are definitely not victims in the comic.
No, never. And that was interesting. I don't know how they're going to reconcile that with Secret Wars.
I think that this is going to be like just a small group of Skrulls, because I think we're going to see like the larger
picture. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's just like a faction of Skrull. Like, we're going to see the main Skrull are going to be evil again or whatever,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I think we're going to see Super Skrull and the Secret Wars type stuff.
Yeah, we're definitely going to see that. Which I'll talk about in a second. What are you giving Moon Knight, Break?
I didn't actually thought of that. Give it a 9.
I concur. I also give it a 9. I think other than them not fleshing it out more, this is one series that could have been 10, 11, 12, 13 fucking episodes and give me more Oscar Isaac. Just make it the Oscar Isaac show and just give him...
As Dungeon Buster said, Ethan Hawke was great, and that's one of the reasons I liked it so much.
I agree.
They had a great villain, and
yeah.
That's something that I think has been really lacking.
You know what was really good about Ethan Hawke? His low voice, like, he was just talking, like, in such a cool fucking, like, that's how I pictured Dr. Doom to talk, right? Like, if they would have picked him to be Dr. Doom, I would have been happy just because of that fucking voice, man. Like, that right there, that underscored, like, kind of low-key voice just creeped me the fuck out the entire time. So, you know, a lot of those shows apparently aren't getting second seasons, Wyland says. And that's a shame because this one, I think of all of them, deserves second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh seasons. I don't give a fuck, man. Give me Oscar Isaac all day, every fuck. Give me Oscar Isaac TV. And I would fucking watch it, man. And he could play, like, any character. Like, he could be, you know, fucking... They could cast him as fucking Jerry Springer, and I'd fucking watch it, man. I think he's fucking awesome.
Like, it'd be like that scene in John Malkovich where John Malkovich goes into his own head.
Yep.
Like, this would be the Oscar Isaac channel. Being just Oscar every character Isaac. Oscar Isaac.
Yes.
Commercials, yes. TV shows.
Yes.
Women, children.
He's yes.
Every single character.
Oh, God. It would be... I would watch it. He's that compelling, man. He's everything I've ever... He stole the show in Rogue One. I mean, he's fucking awesome. He's like... He is our generation's Jack Nicholson, man. He's that fucking good. And he's going to be around for a long time, and I can't wait.
I don't know if you should compare him to Jack. He doesn't seem like he's mentally insane.
Well, I mean, in this series, he proved Jack's he can play that.
No, I'm talking about in real life. Jack's kind of crazy.
Well, like, give him some time.
Beating up people with golf clubs and stuff.
Give him some time. Give him some time, man. He'll get there. I mean, that Hollywood dust does things to you, man. So
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
Give him some time. He was
fame and power.
Yep. Your head. So I give it a 9. What are you giving it, Eric?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, you haven't watched it, you son of a bitch. God damn it, Eric. You got to watch this show, man. It's fucking awesome. All right. Any other reviews that you have, Blake?
That was like Olympic skating scores. 9. Huh? What? Oh, 0. Wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, France. Thanks.
Exactly. Thank you, France, for ruining the Americans' dreams.
You mentioned Rogue One. I think you meant wasn't Oscar Isaac in the trilogy series?
Yeah, the trilogy. But I think he was in Rogue One too, for sure. I mean, any picture that he's in, he steals the show, man. He's that.
You thinking of someone else for Rogue One?
Well, whatever. All I'm saying is anything
about this. He plays every character in every movie.
That's
ever.
Right. That's right. It's Oscar Isaac from now on. So
Mer Turner and Hooch. He played Hooch.
He played Hooch. Right. I remember him in that. Remember Dr. Giggles? He was Dr. Giggles.
Disney redid Turner and Hooch a few years back.
Yes, no, they did it. They just did it, man. It's so bad. Oh. But anyways, Okay.
I don't want to watch. I know what happened at the end of the original. And then, I'm not watching that movie.
And then they kind of make up for it. So like another studio's like, hey, we could do that, but we could do it better. Well, let's call it Dog and put Channing Tatum in it.
Yeah, why not? There you go. I took Fury to the dog park last weekend. Freak 5 says there weren't any huskies there, so Furry didn't try to hump anyone.
It's Fury, not Furry.
I said that, Fury. That's what I said.
Furry, the second time.
God damn it. All right. Anything else, Break? Any other reviews?
You okay over there?
I was coughing. Sorry.
Not noticed. I'm trying to think. What else did I see? I think I probably saw something else and just probably tried to blank it out because it was terrible.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go from terrible to the best of everything that I've seen. And then I'm going to end with Doctor Strange, and Eric and I are going to team up on that review. Mm-hmm. Real
you
quickly.
You don't have to leave, Break, because we're not going to do any spoilers.
No spoilers. We're not going to do any spoilers whatsoever on Doctor Strange. We've already discussed
I
this.
I think we've done a really good job of not spoiling much of anything today.
Right. And we're going to continue with that. The first movie I want to talk about is a Liam Neeson movie called Blacklight, which I rented from the Redbox for free because I had a free night. And I'm so happy that I did not pay for this movie. Liam Neeson is past his prime and needs to hang it up. I mean, this movie was all over the place, tried to be 15 things at once and failed at all of them. It's an action. Yes, go ahead.
Is it basically the syndrome that he is basically playing the same character he has has been playing since Taken?
Yes. Yes, but the problem, which
there's
I don't
a
have
new
a problem.
Movie in the theaters right now with him in it.
Yeah, it's called Memory. And it's the same shit.
Where he, yeah, like he's the same guy from Taken again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the, like,
now, look, I got no problem with that because Taken,
man.
Taken was a great movie. I liked Taken quite a bit. But it is getting long.
I've never seen any of those.
You should, because they're good. But this movie, Blacklight, please avoid this at any juncture in your life, even if it becomes free on your TV of choice. You will have wasted an hour and a half of your life. So basically, it's a story about this super secret FBI agent that catches wind of some subplot of, you know, the FBI director doing something nefarious, and you can kind of guess everything that goes on in this movie, and people die, and he's a badass, and he kicks ass. Although I will say, Liam Neeson is getting kind of too old to do the John Wick moves. Just saying, like he's, you can tell, like he's laboring at you know, doing the action scenes. Weiland says. Yeah, dude. I mean, what? If you watch,
yes.
Yep.
I'm excited. What? Go ahead,
Frank. Weiland says, "Hate to disappoint you, Frank, but Universal and Raimi are discussing a Dark Man Legacy sequel, and Raimi wants to get Liam back."
I fucking love Dark Man.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
A sequel to the original Dark Man, because I hear Dark Man 2 and 3 are kind of bad.
Yeah, they're no good. I like Dark Man.
3 was terrible, but the second one is unnecessary.
Okay, yeah. I like Dark Man.
They figured out how to bring back a character that they brutally murdered in the first movie.
Yeah. I like Dark Man, so I wouldn't be opposed to that, Weiland, and that's not disappointing, because I like Liam Neeson quite a bit. I think his time to do these action, you know, leading man type movies is definitely over. He should move on to comedies or, you know, something, because he's way too old now.
Comedies and nature documentaries?
What? Yeah, or do that. I mean, just
or like nature/science.
Yeah, fine. I'm okay with that. You know, so it just you know, I'm just Blacklight gets a. I'm gonna give it a 1 out of 10 because I can't go any lower. It is that bad of a movie. It's got too many things going on, from rogue journalism to FBI action to backstabbing to. Is it an action movie? Is it a drama? Is it a love story? What the fuck is this movie?
I almost kind of want to watch Ambulance, but I kind of want to wait till it hits the red box or something.
Yeah. So, 1 out of 10, avoid at all costs, and I don't think I've ever given a movie a 1 out of 10, but this gets a 1. The next movie I want to talk about is on the opposite side of the spectrum. It's a movie called Deep House, which basically involves these YouTubers who do deep diving expositions in lakes and, you know, different types of things, and are pretty popular. And this guy has this idea of, you know, delusions of grandeur being this big YouTuber. But they do stumble upon a rumor about a fully preserved house underneath a lake, which is an interesting premise for a movie. And this movie is pretty damn good haunted house movie. So if you like that type of movie with a different premise of being underwater, and a little bit of claustrophobic type moments and some good jump scares and good themes, Deep House is the movie for you. I give it a solid 8 out of 10. I highly recommend watching it. It's on Prime, so if you have Prime, you can watch it for free. The next movie is another great movie called X. This is the best horror movie of the year that I've seen by far. It gives you Texas Chainsaw vibes. It's from the same guy that did Innkeepers. If you guys have watched that great movie, or House of the Devil, that great movie. I mean, this guy, Ty West, knows how to direct a movie. There's homages to The Shining. There's homages to Texas Chainsaw in this movie. It's a period piece set in Texas, oddly enough, in the 70s. And it's about this crew of, you know, younger people that want to make a porn movie on this secluded farm that's being rented out underneath the landlords that live next door.
A farm's never a good start for porno.
Oh, dude. I mean, they had a great idea, right? And they went with it. And this movie is great. I highly, highly recommend people watch this movie. It's a slasher. It's a non-conventional slasher. Let's just put it that way. There's gore. So if you're squeamish, it might not be for you. But if you like horror movies and you like retro period piece horror slasher movies with, you know, just weirdness and just sublime direction and a good piece of acting, X is the movie for you. 9.5 out of 10. The only reason I don't give it a higher score is basically because the pacing at time can be a little too frenetic for the movie itself. But other than that, it's almost a perfect horror movie. X is a great movie. Go out and check it out. I bought it, and I do not feel bad for paying $20 for this movie. So,
damn.
Yep, I paid a lot, but I don't care. It was really, really good. So, let's see. Weiland says, I've heard X was good from a lot of people with vastly different tastes. It is a horror movie for everybody. It is great. It does have sex in it, so it's definitely don't take the kids and watch it with them.
Yeah, that's what the X means.
That's exactly what the X means. They're making an X-rated movie. But things turn really bad, really fast, and it's a shocker of a movie. I'll put it that way. Can't say enough great things about this movie. It's almost perfect. Wyland says Vinegar Syndrome.
Oh, it's a perfect movie to buy for Mother's Day this weekend. Watch with your mom.
Exactly. Make sure and take your mom, your kids. You know, make it a family outing. You know, school kids. I mean, do a field trip to watch this movie. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Wyland says Vinegar Syndrome upgrading Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2 to 4K Ultra HD this year. Yes! Sorry, I couldn't hold my... I've been waiting for a 4K release of that.
And now we know what it sounds like when Frank comes.
Oh, stop it. That's not... I mean, I
would have preferred a yassified version.
All right, let's get to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, spoiler-free. This is the darkest Marvel movie. Not dark in the sense you can't see it, Breakman. You can definitely see everything in this movie. The lighting is fantastic in it. I'm talking about like the scariest.
I can't believe it was rated PG-13.
It is a definitely has horror movie vibes to it. It's a good movie, but it's kind of all over the place. Is the best way that I can put it. There's fantastic set pieces in this movie. I don't want to spoil the villain. I don't want to spoil any of the cameo appearances. The cameos were absolutely amazing and should get any Marvel person hyped up for what's to come. I was confused at the end credit scene, but that's neither here nor there. I think this is a pretty good outing for Doctor Strange. Bernie was excited to see this, and I'm glad I took her to see this. It's different, which is, it doesn't have the same kind of tone as the other Marvel movies, cookie cutter, you know, villain, hero dynamic type thing. But it was, I don't know.
It was one of the shorter Marvel films in recent time, too. So.
Weiland says, I heard the pacing is off, about 35 minutes were cut. I actually think they could have took 25 minutes off of this movie and it would have been the same. That's the one real kind of issue that I had with this movie. Like, I don't know, maybe that plays into it, Weiland, if you're talking about the Multiverse of Madness. Maybe that's why I felt it was all over the place. They cut 35 minutes off, which I can see why they did, because it was like 2.5 hours or so. So, yeah, I mean, there you go. How dare you, Breakman? Hate your cuts.
What did I say?
Not what you said, what you typed, you son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
But the pacing is kind of weird in this movie. Maybe that's what the problem is with Doctor Strange, you know. I mean, I think it's a solid effort, and I give it a solid 8 out of 10. What are your thoughts, Eric?
Questbuster saying, I read others say the same comes out as a bit too chaotic. Yeah, it's pretty chaotic. It's like there are parts of the movie where, like, two characters just end up having sex. Like, Photon is just fucking Wanda, and then just got really weird.
and
then Mega Man shows up, and then they have to defeat
Ultron. You know what I really liked is when what I really liked, Eric. I liked when
I really hope that's in the movie now,
dude. What I really liked is when Chris Evans showed back up as Human Torch. That right there told you that you were in a multiverse movie. So, I mean, I'm just saying, man. I mean, if you want to see some wacky
Deadpool
shit,
shows up riding on a dinosaur because of course he does.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, Ash shows up from Evil Dead. The Necromonic Nomicon made an appearance. I don't know if you saw that, Eric. So there could be some Evil Dead crossover type stuff. So
and then Peter Griffin showed up for some reason too, and then Homer Simpson did, because this is a Disney movie, Disney. And then Wreck-It Ralph showed up.
Wreck-It Ralph was there. I did spot that cameo. I couldn't tell if Freddy Krueger was in the background, Eric, but I almost want to say yes. It was either Freddy Krueger or Pinhead, the way that they shot it. So I'm not 100% sure on that. So, you know,
And then I think Blank Man showed up.
Blank Man was definitely there in his red costume as opposed to the blue one, you know, the blue handicap one. So, you know,
yeah, that's... and then there's also Meteor Man.
Oh, God, Meteor Man. Pluto Nash was there. So that was an interesting cameo. I mean, I really like the reference to the purple and blue Jason from the 8-bit game was in there. At one point, I thought Alien, you know, the Xenomorph was going to show up, but it turned out to be like a red herring, and it was actually the Predator was
I also like that Luffy from One Piece showed up too.
Luffy, yeah, I did see that, and I was surprised to see who's that guy from Cowboy Bebop, the main dude,
Spike.
Spike was in there, which I thought was a surprise appearance, and I don't know. I thought that was a real fun kind of little scene with him. But the one thing that I was confused, I didn't understand why they brought Pennywise into the fray. You know, so, I mean, do you concur, Eric, like Pennywise?
Yeah, they probably thought maybe Raimi wanted to absolutely put a clown in this movie. So it was like, just going to get Pennywise because I can't think of anybody else.
Right, right. Another perplexing thing was seeing Venom. I didn't understand why they had Venom in this movie. They already had enough villain. But Venom showed up for about 2 seconds and then, you know, that was it for Venom. What else?
Yeah, it's really weird, dude, because he, like, took off his pants and took a massive shit.
Oh, dude, luckily they blurred that out, which was, you know, I mean, that was...
Which is weird, because, like, Drag Me to Hell had a barf sequence in it.
Right, right.
Yeah,
so
I was totally expecting something like that to happen.
Yeah. I won't spoil the end with, you know, with the Human Torch, you know, what happened there, or what, you know, what happened with character B, if you know what I'm saying, Eric. But, you know, we'll keep that under wraps for now. What do you give in
the... In all seriousness, though, the post-credits sequence scene kind of reminds me of a certain other movie that happened to do with Sam Raimi. That's all I can say.
Yeah, yeah.
If you pay attention to it and you correlate it to another movie he did, it'll make lots of sense. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah. Is there an Avengers orgy on the disc? Breakman is asking.
When it comes to video, Blu-ray.
Oh, well, I mean, they cut that out for this one for sure. So,
right. They said 35 minutes were cut. I figured that was part of the thing.
God, I would love to see the main villain in this in an orgy any day of the week. <It's> just, woof. Man, anyways, okay. What are you giving Doctor Strange, Eric?
I'm giving it a 9.5.
A 9.5? You thought that highly of it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, fair enough.
It's Raimi being his Raimiest.
Yeah, yeah. I did like the beginning quite a bit of this movie. I'll put it... I don't want to ruin anything for anybody that hasn't seen it. I mean, it's the first day out, so, you know. But 8 out of 10 for me, 9.5 out of 10 for Eric. And we'll talk a little bit more about, like, direction of these things. You guys will know what I'm talking about in a bit. But let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I think we all have one major Stinko.
Yeah, let's just talk about that, and then we'll just... That's all of our Stinko for the week.
Yeah, I mean, well, the a document leaked from the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. which basically reinforced what we all knew was going to happen. And Supreme Court's confirmed at this point they are going to vote to repeal Roe versus Wade.
Yep.
Unless something drastically changes between now and I think late June.
And because they knew it was going to be a popular decision, they locked up the court.
Yeah.
They are really pissed about the leak. They're throwing a fit about the leak, like this being leaked. Like,
how about they be really pissed about their decision? Now they prided themselves on precedent, right? Well, this is shitting all over precedent. So congratulations, court. You have no credibility, Supreme Court. You are worthless to the American people. You don't give a fuck what the American people think. We've already voted on this. We've already made our voices heard. The majority, the vast majority of Americans disagree with this. So
abolish the courts.
Somehow. Yeah, I agree. Let's start over. Let's fucking start over because they can't get it right. There should be no partisanship in the justices. And we have partisanship and bullshit and liars and people that don't give a fuck about the American people. So I agree. We need to fucking just get rid of the Supreme Court and start over. The same thing how I feel about the prison system here in the United States. The same thing I feel. We need to tear it all down and bring it back up from the ground up. Policing, same thing. Police need to be all fired. And done with, and we need to redo policing because it doesn't work. It hasn't worked for years here in the United States. And
it's getting worse, not better, because there was a story that came out earlier this week about how a lot of training methods they're getting from outside training and stuff like that are being from white supremacists.
Absolutely. So let's start over. And I actually think with Congress we should start over too. The Congress should not have the power to vote on its own raises. The American people should vote on whether or not you get a raise or not. That's it. So I think we need to start over.
They should have. They should not be owning businesses or owning stock or anything like that while they're in power, and they should not.
No donations
be able to take any type of bribes or payments or anything from. I mean, technically, it's illegal now, but they still, they're still getting mass donations from the.
They're not getting punished for it. Is the problem
right?
Yeah,
that's not technically illegal, but it should be.
Absolutely, 100%. We've talked about this. Get the money, the motherfucking money, out of the politics. And I'm talking corporate money. I'm not talking regular people money. There should be a limit. Every person should be limited to $1,000 for each candidate. That's plenty of money. If you think about the number of people in the United States, if they want to donate to a specific person to, that way you're accountable to guess who? The people, not corporations, not dark money, not special interest groups. I'm tired of Israeli super PACs fucking buying politician favors.
You're anti-Semitic.
No, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm actually very pro-Semitic.
In a bad way.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, I know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, I know. That immediately comes up.
I don't care. I don't care what people say.
It's a bullshit argument.
Yep.
The argument itself is anti-Semitic.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I think that ExxonMobil should never be allowed to spend 1 cent on political donations, dark or otherwise.
Their top executive should have been in prison a long time ago.
Absolutely. The lot of them should have been in prison.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying?
The first major spill they had, and they've had more than one, there should have been a lot of punishments.
Right. Big Pharma should not have money to spend on ads. It's fucking insane that we get ads for drugs.
It's insane that our drug prices are higher than countries that we sell drugs to.
Right. Freak Five says, my knee hurts. That is my stinkle, along with the Supreme Court. He also says, they should get paid based off how much their constituents make. I totally agree with that. A scale, Freak Five. And if they want to raise... it goes up for a vote from the people, not them themselves. They have never, in their long history of being in Congress, ever voted, except for one or two times that I can remember, because there was a war going on or some bullshit, and it would look kind of bad if you
they voted to postpone their payments.
Postpone against exactly. So they should never have that power in their hand. The people should have the power to pay them. And that's it, period. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the policing here. I'm sick of the judicial system. Let's start from the ground up there, and the way that we pick judges and the way that they are given power, and no lifetime appointments ever to any position. It should be maximum 8 years, 8 to 10 years, and then you're out of there, because it's out of control. It's out. Yeah,
if the most powerful person in the country only gets 8 years, then why do other people get more?
100%. I totally agree. And in all actuality, the Supreme Court holds way too much weight when we think about our system here.
Well, it's because of how political it's become. Yep. If it wasn't political, if it was apolitical like it was supposed to be, it wouldn't be that way.
Right. Right. But, and it's ridiculous how one side can, and the Democrats are spineless pieces of shit. They're spineless fucking pieces of shit. You remember when Obama wanted to make Merrick Garland a justice, and how the Republicans just stonewalled it? The Democrats could have did the same fucking thing, and do you think they did? Of course not. They're fucking spineless, and they suck.
Well, look at some of them have gone on now, like publicly tweeting out, I forget which Democrat did this, but like all the people blaming us for the Supreme Court's action, like that's ridiculous. This is the Republicans. This isn't our fault. But listen, if you vote for us in November, this is what we'll do. We'll protect your rights. Dude, that's what we did last November.
Didn't Pelosi just go to Texas?
In the November before that.
To help promote
it's
an establishment Democrat, or is it a Republican candidate? I can't remember.
It's time
for a progressive one, but they weren't.
It's time for a third party. It's time for a people's party.
And I was talking
party.
About in regards to the Roe versus Wade.
No, I know. Parties. I know. We need to think about this party system that we got here. It's an abject failure. We are on the verge of collapse here in the United States. I'm gonna be honest with you guys.
These states are just waiting for the fucking bat signal to go up so they can just pass all their horrible anti-abortion laws.
We're going one of two ways, Frank. If the Democrats remain in power, we're going to collapse. If the Republicans remain in power, we're going to go to an authoritarian,
which is still going to lead to a collapse.
Which is going to be the elimination of democracy.
Right, and it's going to lead to a collapse because nobody – I mean, the whole world is going to rally against the United States if that happens, or at least the majority of the world.
I don't know, because look at what happened with Trump when he was in power. Like, it seems like the crazy right-wing people around the world getting power too.
Yeah,
I mean, look at how much power Trump or
that's what
Russia,
I'm saying.
Putin gained.
We're actually past the point of no return environmentally, Breakman. So what difference should it make to anybody? We've got. I'm not sounding the alarm here, and this is not hyperbole. We've got 20 to 40 years of life on this planet as we know it, and after that, it's just going to be everybody fend for themselves. It's going to be an apocalyptic wasteland is what it's going to be. And that's a shame for my kids. And I just, you know, I think it's just, it's over. It's over. The experiment is over. The anti-environmentalists have won, even though that there are solutions to our problems, but it's way too late now. Like, it's way too late. People are talking about moving to all electric vehicles by the year 2050. There ain't going to be a 2050. Okay? I'm here to say it. We've got 20, maybe 30 possible. I mean, if we make it to 2050, okay, woohoo, we've got to all electric vehicles. Everything is electric now. Too late. The environment doesn't give a fuck. We're in a toxic wasteland now. So, congratulations, world. You fucked yourself. So, yeah, that's. I mean, this SCOTUS leak has put a lot of things to bear,
it's not true though that we fucked ourselves. It's mostly like the people in power that have destroyed the world.
Who put those people in power, Breakman?
They did.
We did. We voted. We voted for these fucking people, Democrats, Republicans, some independents, libertarians. We all voted to put these people in, and they've all fucked us over. Right? At the expense of our money, our time, our labor, our backs, our physical well-being, our mental well-being, we put these people in power. So we all deserve what we're going to get.
We didn't put the billionaires in power.
No, that's one thing we didn't do, but we did put...
And the billionaires are the, other than the U.S. military, are the number one polluters. You know, they're... with their large companies, oil companies polluting with their oil spills and,
it's a shame because there's no reversing it.
Bio waste produced
right.
by a big
Why mama. Why do you think these billionaires are so interested in leaving this planet now? Elon Musk and fucking Bezos and even Bill Gates is interested in interplanetary fucking, they want the fuck off of this planet. Right? Because they know they fucked us all. And the politicians are just as fucking guilty because they took that fucking dark money. We've been talking about this for years, Breakman. Literally years. About how money and politics has fucked everything up. And there's no going back. There's no fixing it. There's no cleaning it up. There's nothing we can do to reverse this trend. This planet was supposed to last for billions of years. Billions.
There'll be a rock here for billions of years.
Will there be? Or will it
a
blow
rock.
Up?
well, it, we're going to blow it up.
Well, maybe. I mean, there's been talk of nuclear war with Russia.
Even, well, nuclear war is not going to blow the planet up. It'll end life on this planet,
yeah,
most of it. But well, it's not going to blow it up.
Well, if you look at the tectonic plates that are quickly moving, I mean, is there going to be any of anything of a planet left in 100,000 years, Breakman? I mean, that's to be determined. You know, we won't be here. None of us will be here. Our memories won't even be here to our stardust won't even be here to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Memories?
No, nothing. 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 Maybe we should create AI to just get rid of us all. You know, maybe that should be the take. But all right, enough about that, Stinko. Let's talk happier things, man. I know that I brought everybody down.
Yeah, fuck the Supreme Court. Fuck those pieces of shit on there. They can eat ass. Shit covered ass, diarrhea. Like, they've got to go take the colonoscopy test tomorrow. Ass. That's the kind of ass those people should eat.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I couldn't.
Before they spend the rest of their lives in prison.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to do my Sweeto of the Week real quick. We're going to have to take little victories as we go through the rest of whatever time we got on this earth. Mm-hmm. And today was date day, and we went and saw Doctor Strange. So that was a really positive thing that happened today. And, you know, there you go. Yeah, no more memories, Breakman. Yeah, exactly.
No!
What's your Sweeto, Breakman?
It's not that. mine goes to the UC Bearcats, who had an awesome draft class, the best draft class they've ever had. Even though they didn't win the championship, like, they were still there, and it was an awesome privilege to be there. But they had 9 players drafted, which it blows away what their former number was. Like,
yeah,
like the program is on the right path.
Yeah, I wish they would have won, and I wish Cincinnati would have won. They wish that both teams. It would have been something special, man. I mean, but whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is, right? Eric, what? What's your Sweeto? Did you have one?
Not really.
All right. Well, let's move to our free-for-all real quickly here. It's a free-for-all. Little baby. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow. Suck it. Ooh, Freak Five says his Sweetos. Tomorrow is his 17th anniversary, and Sunday is his son's 16th birthday. So congratulations, Freak Five. Can't believe she put up with you for 17 damn years, man. And,
yeah, and it's also Mother's Day that Sunday, so if you haven't bought a gift yet or whatever your mom likes, you know, she better hurry up.
God damn it. I got to get something for my mom. I didn't even think about that, Breakman. Holy shit. Okay. What? I don't even know what to get my mom. She's hard to buy for. She doesn't want
I'm
anything.
I'm giving my parents free labor because I have to help move a table.
Well, I guess. I mean, you should do that any day for them, man.
I don't know. Bitch. Like, if I tried something like that, I'd get, like, go to the store. You're not allowed back in this house until you come in with a real
gift. Right.
Like,
you go get that necklace for your mom, Breakman. Son of a bitch. Lazy ass motherfucker. Anyways. All right. Free for all this week. We were talking about Marvel earlier. I think Marvel is shifting in a different direction, and this is what I mean by that. Like, instead of the cookie cutter, you know, everything is solved within one movie. You got villain, you got superhero, maybe some other superheroes involved in the movies. I think we're starting to get away from that a little bit, even though there's still, of course, villains. There never is not going to be villains in these things. That's what comic book movies usually run on, but I think that the tone and the methods of these movies are getting a little different, and maybe that has to do with series like Moon Knight and movies like Doctor Strange. Like, it seems like Marvel and the people behind Marvel, aka Kevin Feige, are kind of taking Marvel in different good directions. So I honestly think that they're doing good in this manner. Like, we're not going to get the cookie cutter, you know, here's the superhero, here's the villain, and the villain gets toppled by the end of the movie type cookie cutter movies that we're used to. You know what I'm saying, Breakman? I think
I didn't see the new ones, but the Eternals ends like a cliffhanger.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's...
That's due.
Yeah.
See, it hasn't done that yet.
Right, so... And I didn't like the Eternals all that great, right. But...
It was okay. Like, I've heard, like, yeah, I liked it, and yeah, I hated it, where I kind of fall in the middle. Like, it was okay. It wasn't great, it wasn't terrible. Like,
Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Yeah, I agree. The Eternals was meh, but at least the direction is different. You know, it's not like one of these, you know, like cookie cutter hero villain action piece, action piece, action piece movie over type thing. You know, it's just it's getting different, and I kind of like the direction that they're going. They're going down different avenues, like this horror avenue with Doctor Strange, which obviously was influenced by Sam Raimi, and they kind of gave Sam some leeway to take the movie in that you know, kind of direction.
Isn't it the first PG-13 Marvel movie?
No. Could be.
There's been PG-13 Marvel movies, haven't there?
Really? Which one?
I think there have.
Within the MCU?
Maybe Iron Man 3? Let me...
I think Endgame.
Endgame was definitely...
Endgame's like the only one.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. PG 13 Marvel movies. Let me see that list. I'll soon tell you. Wait a minute. Here we go. There's actually quite a few. Eric, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, Venom, Spider-Man... You'd be surprised. Homecoming was
Venom PG. Doesn't count as MCU, does it?
Alternate universe, it definitely does. Avengers, Endgame, Spider-Man Homecoming. Hold on. There's more, man. Actually, there's quite a bit.
And all the ones you listed are more of the recent ones.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
I forgot about that one.
Ant-Man was PG-13? That's fucking weird. Yeah. Thor Ragnarok, like, there's been...
It probably had to do with the very end of the movie. Yeah, that would probably get a 13.
Hulk, the original Hulk movie was PG-13. Civil War.
Well, let's stick to strictly the MCU and stuff by Disney.
Homecoming, I said already. So, yeah, I mean, there have been quite a few, Eric. Surprisingly, I'm actually really surprised by that. But this movie, Doctor Strange...
Well, this is the goriest one I've seen.
Doctor Strange bordered on rated R. I'm sure they had to make enough cuts to get it there. I'm wondering if Deadpool's going to be still rated R.
Probably.
Winter Soldier, PG-13. Let's see if there's any other ones here. Nope, that about does it. So... I mean, but this is definitely, like I said, a different direction for them. Not just talking strictly ratings. I'm talking about, like, they're getting out of that cookie cold cutter mold.
Different types of movies.
Yeah. So I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on that? You kind of, yeah. I mean, I know you haven't seen Doctor Strange, but based on what we've said, I mean, that's kind of the new direction that they're taking, Marvel wise. Breakman.
I'm a big Sam Raimi fan, so I do look forward to seeing that movie, even though I wasn't a big fan of the first one.
Of Doctor Strange? The first Doctor Strange?
Yeah, I didn't like the first Doctor Strange.
Well, I think you're stupid, but, you know, other than that. I mean, but, dude, this movie I think you're going to fully enjoy, Breakman. It's got Sam Raimi all over it. I mean, it's very close to being an Evil Dead movie. I even mentioned that to Bernie after we saw it. Like, I had Evil Dead vibes pretty much the whole movie. So,
ooh, don't tease me, Frank.
Oh, you gotta watch it, man. Go to the movie theater, man. Run.
Do it. I don't want to go to the movie theater. Scary people there and stuff. And remember, we let COVID win. So,
well. If you listen to the CDC, everybody's going to catch it by the end of the year anyways, Breakman.
So, yeah, it just depends on what version you catch and stuff like that.
I was fortunate that the theater was only, like, I think there must have been at least 30 people in there, and we were all spread out, so.
Yeah. I mean, if you go an early showing break, you'd be just fine. I mean, no problem.
No, but, like, I'd still have to, like, talk to people, like, get popcorn and drinks and stuff like that.
Bernie and I didn't
like,
even
interacting with other human beings, like,
Well, that's true.
I'm not that bad.
Most of the theaters are really nice now, too, with, like, reclining chairs, and I don't know, it's just really enticing to go back, but...
Yeah, the reclining chairs are nice, but then, if you're watching a boring movie, you'll probably fall asleep, so...
Well, this one's not boring. You ain't gonna fall asleep during this one, man, so I'm just saying. I am curious to see if they do an uncut version, though, of Doctor Strange, because 35... That explains a lot, that 35 minutes were taken out, so... Hopefully we'll get that version on Blu-ray or 4K.
Maybe it does have that sex scene.
Potentially, man. I mean,
like they accidentally end up in the wrong universe where there is the Avengers original. Yeah.
I want Daredevil and Luke Cage.
Oh, what? No, we're not leaving yet.
I want all the Netflix heroes to show up in the Marvel universe. I think that'd be fucking cool. But you know, who am I?
So Hulk, is it true with it? Oh my God in heaven! Holy shit! Get away from me if that thing.
I mean, if they did a sex scene with Scarlett Johansson, I don't think anybody be complaining about that.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the Hulk, like, you know, his balls probably weigh, like, 20 pounds each and shit.
Why are you going to talk about Hulk's balls, man?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sitting here talking about Scarlett Johansson and Black Widow, and you're talking about Hulk's balls. Jesus Christ, man. What's wrong with you, Breakman? Holy
shit.
Just
imagine the same Raimi doing another Hulk movie.
That would be cool. I mean, he would definitely gore it up a lot. So, you know. All right, guys. I think that's all we got for this week. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. A lot of reviews on this one, which I'm happy to get all those out. Do not watch Blacklight. Definitely watch X. I mean, you want to talk about a banger, literally and figuratively. X is a great horror movie. And it's definitely adult oriented. There are sex scenes and stuff, so I don't know. But let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and you can ask your Breakman a question, or you can just ignore me like everyone else.
We don't ignore you, Break. We give you shit all the time. We think you're the best punching bag on the show, so why not? You know?
Okay, cool, awesome.
All right, anything else, Break? Mm-mm. All right, Eric.
You can find my written reviews on BostonPastureBrigade.com or my audio reviews. I got the two new reviews up this week. Technically, it's a three because I did a two and one for one of them. Awesome. But that would be reviews for Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales for the PS5 and the PS5 version of Devil May Cry Special Edition.
Ooh!
Or Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition.
Cool. All right, anything else, Eric?
And if you like either of those endeavors that I've done, you want to support me financially, giving me as little as a dollar would help out. And if you can't, you could just maybe help spread the word about me so you can find someone who might be interested in doing that.
I wonder if we could get Sally Struthers to do a campaign for you, Eric. I think that would be pretty awesome. All right, anything else?
But, the link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile. Am I phone off?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Anyways, the link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile. I need to repeat that. That is at EricRPG.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the consoles, RP Grinders. What else do I have for you? Make sure you check out X. It's a great movie. Deep House has some of the best jump scares of any movie ever. Plus, it's just a damn good movie. The ending, little suspect, but I don't know. I highly recommend watching it. It's on Amazon Prime right now, so all you Amazon Primers have access to it. But check out X, definitely. I bought it for $20 and I am not disappointed. I took a flyer because I wanted to see that movie that bad, and it's very rare that you buy a movie like right off the bat and really check it out. It's fantastic. Let's see, do you guys have anything else? Ooh, I get, you know what you should learn to play on that, Breakman? You should learn to play Gates of Kiev on the harmonica, man. That would be awesome. You know, like Jerry the King Lawler's like entrance music? That ring a bell? Yeah, play that, man. Pretty awesome. But
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. What else? You, Eric, have anything else?
Stay safe.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, that too.
Happy Mom's Day to all the moms out there. I know y'all work really, really hard and put up with people like Breakman and Eric and myself. So tell your mom, if she's still around, Happy Mother's Day. All right. Anything else, Eric?
It's party time.
Yeah, it is. It's Cinco de Mayo weekend also, y'all. So enjoy.
That was a line from Devil May Cry 3.
Oh, wow.
Or It's Time to Party. It's one of those
two. The Devil Does Dallas. I'd watch that, Freak 5. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
New move for Devil May Cry.
Maximum damage.